Hello and welcome back, or welcome to the 100th episode of the Seems Like Diet Culture podcast. I truly cannot believe it. I know that it may not seem like that big of a deal to hit 100 episodes, but I don't know, there's something about that number that feels so significant. I've been posting every week now for 100 weeks, almost 2 years, and it feels like the time has flown by, and yet also it feels like it's been no time at all. And if you are joining in coincidentally on this 100th episode and you haven't been here before, I'm so grateful to have you here. My name is Mallory Page. I'm a registered dietitian, and my entire mission in this podcast is to talk about wellness, nutrition, fitness, ED recovery, culture, all the things from a non-diet perspective, and bring educated opinions, research-backed information, and also have a lot of fun while we do it, because the stuff should be fun, even though there can be challenges to it as well. And because this is the 100th episode, I wanted to do something a little different than my normal episodes, which, as you guys know, if you have been here, are typically me taking one topic and diving into it, either discussing it or providing you all the research on it. Every episode's a little different. And instead, today, I wanted to share with you guys the one thing to take away from all 100 episodes of Seems Like Diet Culture. Not me not pronouncing the name of my podcast correctly. Please, Mallory, get it together. So what I mean by this is, if you were not able to listen to any of the episodes and we're only going to listen to one, or if you've listened to all 100 episodes and you want one thing to remember to use as your anchor throughout life when you're interacting with anything that could be touched by diet culture, this is the one thing that I want you to know. So this is going to be really fun and I can't wait. But before we dive into me explaining what that one thing is, I want to quickly remind you of some really exciting things that we have that are expiring quite quickly, and also let you know of this special bonus that I want to do for you since you're here for the 100th episode. So this Friday, March 15th at 11:59 p.m., it will be the last day that you can book your call to get the amazing bonuses of 3 months of personalized private goal setting in Live Unrestricted, 3 months of a community group afterwards that supports you, and also, because you're here listening to this 100th episode, to get 2 completely free one-on-one calls with me in the program. I just thought of this morning, of how fun it would be for me to give back and show my appreciation for you. So I wanted to add that bonus on. So if you put in your call booking that you came from the Seems Like Diet Culture 100th episode, just say 100th episode bonus, then I will know that you also get that. And I just want to say, the call that you book, it's free, it's 30 minutes, it's with me, it's so much freaking fun. We talk about your journey, we talk about your goals and aspirations, we talk about the next steps that are going to help you to get from where you're at now to that place. And genuinely, they make my entire day. So if you want to do that free call with me and get access to all these amazing bonuses, then definitely click the link in the show notes to make sure that you reserve that call before they fill up and before the deadline. So hope that I get to talk with you very, very soon. And now we just need to dive deep into this episode, get into the good stuff. Because essentially, when I was thinking about doing something for this 100th episode, I went back and forth and I was brainstorming. I was like texting my partner back and forth, and he's like, 100 things about diet culture, 100 things you've learned since doing the podcast. And I'm like, I don't think anybody's going to want to listen to 100 things. I feel like that's a lot of different things. I don't know. Let me know if you'd want to hear that episode. But I think that doing one is more important, because what I was realizing is that every single time that you listen to this podcast, there really is one specific thing that I want you to take away, which is the answer to achieving the relationship with your body, with food, with exercise that you truly dream of, and therefore living your happiest and most fulfilled life where you are not affected by diet culture, where you have confidence in your choices, where you feel comfortable in yourself, does not come from having a set of rules. It doesn't come from listening to one specific person, including me. It doesn't come from reaching a certain size. It doesn't come from living in a certain way that matches what wellness culture looks like. It comes from being able to get in touch with yourself and trust your intuition and tune out the noise from everybody, the noise from diet culture, the noise from the media, the noise from people in your life, and especially the noise from all the people online that are telling you they know exactly what you should be doing in order to achieve the specific life you want. And now as I say that, you may be thinking, Mallory, I feel like you'll share that you can help me to achieve a life that you want. And I will say to you, you are correct. But I think the difference that I'm trying to help you recognize here is that anyone that you work with should be helping to guide you into getting back in touch with yourself and taking away the noise of everything that makes you question yourself. So for example, this podcast specifically, everything that I do is trying to help you take away the noise, take away all of the things in diet culture or all of the topics, all the things that we see that act as if they are fact, that are not actually factual or act or often have a ton of misinformation that is not actually backed by truth or just doesn't have enough nuance. And I hope to be able to share the true facts, give you the nuance, and ask you how you really feel rather than just saying, this is what you need to do. Because even within the diet, non-diet perspective and the diet culture perspective, there's a whole range of areas of which you could land on different topics depending on what works best for you. I'm going to give the most silly example, but it's not silly. It's just I'm going to give a very obvious example is what I should say. So I can say that it's not important to track blood sugar after your meals because the whole idea of constantly balancing your blood sugar is not something that we need to worry about. At the same time, that advice is clearly not good advice for someone that has type 1 diabetes, right? They are still going to be needing to be mindful of what they ingest and how that will affect their blood sugar. So if someone were to just listen to a video that said, you don't need to be tracking your blood sugar because it's not important, that doesn't mean that someone with type 1 diabetes, type 2 diabetes should then listen to that and think, oh, this applies to me, right? We need the nuance. We need to understand the situation more. Same thing with seed oils, right? There's so much misinformation about seed oils. And in that case, what you needed was the true information that it's not actually the seed oils themselves that are inflammatory. It's being mindful of the fact that you also need omega-3s in your diet. But as long as you are mindful of that, there's no reason to be fearing seed oils, right? That is providing the true research-backed information that people don't want to share with you because they're too caught up in their own biases or they don't and are not willing to look at nuance. You know, there's so much nuance to be had in every single situation, and yet it doesn't feel like that right now. And that lack of nuance and that constant misinformation that we see all over the place is, of course, what inspired me to make this podcast, but it is also what often ends up making you feel confused. And I'm not saying I know exactly how you feel, but I think that that's probably why you're here in some ways, is either you just enjoy listening to a non-diet perspective or you sometimes feel confused about all the things that you see online. And that confusion is then what ends up making you distance yourself from what actually works best for you and instead start to lean into rules or guidelines or think that there are right and wrongs when it comes to what you do with your body, your wellness, your health. And the second piece of this, of trusting your intuition, is what I am so passionate about helping people do, guiding them through that process, because that is so much harder than it should be because of how our society operates. Because of everything I was just mentioning, it feels like if we were to trust our intuition, we would do everything wrong. And to give an example of how this thought process typically goes is I say, you know, all foods can fit and you can listen to your body and what feels best for you. And your thought process would likely be, well, if I listened to what I wanted, I would only eat cakes and cookies and donuts and I would never stop eating because I never get full. That's an example. And I understand that completely. And actually, from my seat as someone that works with people through these exact feelings, these exact struggles, I know that there are a lot of reasons that are contributing to that, including that you likely have certain foods on a pedestal, that your hunger and fullness cues are likely off, and we need to take the steps to recultivate those, that there is likely a lack of trust within your body from past experiences or from things that people have told you, maybe even practitioners. There could even be an underlying fear that's within that that we need to uncover. Maybe it's that you're afraid that if you do that, your body will change or you'll feel out of control, or food is your only source of joy. And so it feels scary to even try to work through things because you're worried that you're going to lose that joy or lose that identity that you have wrapped up in how you eat or how you move or whatever it is. And that's exactly what I do. In my program, Live Unrestricted, for example, it's all about understanding what are the things for you that make you feel less than trusting in yourself, less free, less accepting, and how do we get you back in touch with what works for you? And to build off of this, the thing that I hear the most when I share this type of information is two things. I said the thing I hear the most, and then I said two things because I wanted to say one, but I had to say two. Number one, if I try to pursue more freedom and acceptance of myself, I will end up compromising my health. Number two, I know that other people have likely reached acceptance in themselves and have freedom, but I don't think that that's possible for me for XYZ reason. Insert, I don't feel like I'm sick enough. Insert, no one deals with the exact struggles I have. Insert, I feel like they exist in different bodies than mine. You know, there's so many different, very, very valid, understandable reasons as to why that thought process could come up. And I feel you because I felt both of these things. They prevented me from recovering for a really, really long time. I can't even tell you how long these two thoughts prevented me from working towards acceptance and freedom and really haunted me. You know, I ruminated on them all the time. I continuously felt like I was in this cycle of listening to two different voices in my head. One that said, you know, you're not happy. You need to work through this. You need to learn how to do what feels right for you. And another one that said, oh, you can't do that. That's going to make you unhealthy. That's going to put you in a body that makes you unhappy. That's going to lead to you feeling like you're a more of a failure because you're not going to be able to achieve it whenever everybody else will, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the thing is, guys, number one, when you pursue freedom, you pursue the healthiest version of yourself if you are working with the right person that understands you, or if you are continuously checking in with yourself throughout the process. And I say that because ultimately, if you are trying to achieve your healthiest, happiest self, that doesn't happen when you are dealing with stress, discontentment, feelings of not being accepting. I mean, you're not happy in that moment. And instead, if we can get you in touch with all of the things that lead to you accepting yourself, lead to you feeling your best in your lifestyles and your mindsets and your habits, you will only end up living your best life. I cannot tell you how much less healthy I was in every single way, including physically, mentally, emotionally, all of it, when I was doing all the quote-unquote things that were healthy according to wellness culture, not eating any of the foods that I shouldn't, quote-unquote, not exercising or exercising in all the ways that I think I quote-unquote should, all those things, and I was so unhealthy, including physically. And to give you some examples, like my skin was constantly broken out. I had all these rashes over my body. I was having debilitating panic attacks. I was really struggling. And I'm not saying it was just because of those habits, but it was because of all of it and how it combined together. And I have never been healthier, happier than I am right in this moment from doing exactly what works for me, having all foods incorporated into my lifestyle, knowing what movement supports my body, knowing that I can trust my body even as it fluctuates, and being so unrelenting in that confidence in my gosh, sorry. And of course I'm out of water. Lame. So unrelenting in that confidence. And the interesting thing is also, I've shared about this some in my story, which I'll link some podcast episodes on this, but you know, I came out of my ED that was all about obsession with wellness with so many issues. It created chronic illnesses for me. I have knee issues still to this day. I have I had so many messed up lab values, all of this stuff. And I was not underweight. I was not someone that anyone would look at and thought that they were sick. I was praised for all of my behavior. And that's the thing, is that the things that we think work externally, that does not mean they work for us. We are all different, and we all need to remember that as we see this stuff that tries to tell us otherwise, because it's not true. Otherwise, the people that lived the longest, we would continuously see them saying they did all these things. But guess what? I just saw a woman that lived to 112. She said that her secret was loving people. And I'm pretty sure in the comments it said that she ate like something random every single day. Like she ate like a cinnamon roll every morning. That's not exactly what it is, okay? But I've seen so many things like this as well. Another person that lived like to the age of 105, and they basically shared that they smoked a pack of cigarettes and like would always took care of their family. Like I'm just trying to say, it's like, what is the health that wellness is trying to get us to achieve? Really ask yourself that question. When you're trying to be healthy, what's the goal? Do you want to live really long? Do you want to feel your best? Is it something different? Is it maybe how you look when you really think about it? Because if it's wanting to live long, we don't know exactly what will cause that, but we can say that we've continuously seen that lower stress levels and finding community and connection contributes to that. If it's wanting to feel your best throughout your life, then you have to ask yourself, does constantly feeling deterred by diet culture, constantly having it be something that negatively affects you, not feeling confident in your body, not feeling confident in your food choices, is that making you feel your best? Number three, if it's how you look, which I totally get, we have to ask ourselves, but are you content right now with all the things that you're doing and how those affect you mentally? Do you truly feel accepting, and will that last? Could we create a relationship with yourself that is unconditionally accepting so that you can have happiness even as you change, even as you age, all of those things? So when you can start to understand what your true end goal is, you can also then start to understand that what you may be doing right now may not actually be supporting that in the way that you thought, and simultaneously that there may be a totally different option that can truly give you everything that you desire. But then here's where that second piece comes in. there is this voice that tells you, well, it's not possible. Or if I try to achieve acceptance, if I try to achieve freedom, if I try to strive for this thing, I am going to feel less happy. I'm not going to like my body. I'm not going to be able to do it. I am not the person that needs this type of support. Whatever it is, it comes up for you. And I'm going to give you the message that I would have needed desperately when I had these thoughts. These are all self-affirming beliefs. The more that you tell yourself that it is not possible, the more that you keep yourself in a reality where you continue to experience that. Because if you never start on the journey to improving your body image, to accepting yourself, to feeling freedom with food, to feeling so fulfilled by exercise and whatever the way you do it, then you never even have a chance to experience something differently. Or if you give up halfway through because it hasn't happened exactly how you think it should, and therefore you start to question yourself and question if it is possible, then you are guaranteeing that you will never be able to experience what you want because you're not working towards it anymore. And the hardest step and the most impactful step that you can ever make is when you are in this battle of what I like to call you versus you between the two voices in your head. And if you're listening to this, you probably know exactly what I mean or you've experienced it before. You have one voice in your head that tells you, you can do this. You're not happy right now. Trust yourself. Believe in yourself. Take a step to make a change. And there's another voice in your head that says, nope, you can't do this. You're going to be so unhappy. It's going to be miserable. Your body's going to change. You're going to lose control. You're not strong enough. It's not going to work. You're not sick enough. You're making it up in your head. Those two voices battle with themselves. The hardest part in the entire journey that you will ever, ever have to make, the hardest step that you ever have to make, is taking the first step to quiet that negative voice by taking an action that makes you tolerably uncomfortable that you know would create the reality that you want. What I mean by this is if you believe that you cannot achieve better body image because that voice in your head, but you take one step, booking a free call with me, throwing away your scale, getting rid of that old pair of jeans, you have in that moment decided that you are more willing to get uncomfortable to experience the growth in the area that you want than you are to continue to listen to that negative voice. And you know what happens when you do this? We have two voices, right? At the point where you're trying to make this decision, if you could see my hands, there's one that's really high. The left one is really high. The right one is low. The left one in this moment is your negative voice. It is the dominating voice. It takes up most of your mental space. It has most of the power. You shrink that negative voice by a notch and you expand, you bring up that positive voice by a notch. And what I always explain in my program, Live Unrestricted, is that what we're doing is we're working to switch the two voices so that over time, my right hand, that positive voice goes all the way up to the freaking ceiling. I'm reaching my hand up as tall as I freaking can. And that left voice, it becomes minuscule. That voice that tells you all the things that are wrong with you, that your body isn't good enough, that you need to do X, Y, and Z thing, you can barely freaking hear it because it is so quiet. And you know why you cannot believe that it is possible for you right now to experience a reality where this is possible? It's because that voice right now, that left hand, is so high. And that positive hand, that right hand, that one that tells you all the good things, it's so low. But imagine with me for a moment. Sit with me. Imagine those things being flipped. Imagine a reality where that voice that is so quiet that every now and again right now comes out and tells you, you know, you look great. Or you don't need to do that thing, or you can trust yourself, is the majority of what you hear. That is what I get to experience every single day. And I mean that so genuinely. I would never lie about that. I feel like there's a kind of an issue right now online with people acting as if they have this full freedom and they don't. But I'm saying this to you so genuinely from the very bottom of my heart as someone that never, ever thought this would be possible for her, ever. And it makes me so passionate and emotional because I just so desperately want and believe that every single person should experience this. And it makes me upset that diet culture and the rhetoric online and even the rhetoric in certain treatment centers and from what I hear from people is people saying this is impossible. It is. It's possible. And I know it. And I've helped people that have told me that they never, ever believed this would be possible for them feel completely differently. The other day, I was messaging with a client that was in our last round of Live Unrestricted, and it's a couple months after the program, and she said she watched a masterclass from me, and she said, well, it was amazing, but as I was watching it, I realized I'm fully recovered, so it didn't really resonate. She was telling me that she never believed she would like her body, that she never believed she would be able to stop binge eating, that she would be able to have a healthy relationship with food, and now that's where she's at. And the wild thing is that this perfectly proves that it is not that you need to believe that it is possible. You don't in this moment need to believe that you can have better body image, believe that food freedom is possible for you, or believe anything else along those lines. You don't have to believe it. You have to take a step even though you don't think it's possible. You have to bet and believe in yourself in a way that doesn't feel like it's normal, because it's not your normal, because the only way to grow is to get uncomfortable. And if we are in our comfort zone, we are not growing. And in order to make that change, you have to take that first step. And I know how freaking scary it is. If I cussed on this podcast, I would use an expletive, but then I have to put my podcast in a different area of Spotify and Apple, and I am not willing to do so. They will not make me go into a box. I'm just kidding. Oh, I know how scary it is. I really do. I have been crippled by fear before. To the point where instead of acting on all of the things that I knew I should act on, instead of taking a first step, I allowed myself to reach a rock bottom. And that's the thing that I wish I could have told myself, that I wish I could have got myself to see is, Mallory, you're choosing a hard either way. You're just choosing the hard where you have to experience all the negative emotions you're experiencing right now for the rest of your life until you make a change. That's what you're choosing. Yes, it is not a journey. Like, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. The journey to improving your relationship with food and body image and exercise, it's not this sunshine and roses every freaking second. It's not. Now, you can make it better by being in a program like the one I have, Live Unrestricted, where you have constant support whenever you have a question, whenever you get confused, you have people there, you have, you know, me, four other dietitians, an entire community, resources that are guiding you through it, goal setting if you join, as I said, by March 15th. I mean, calls, like, you can make it so much easier, right? But even then, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and act as if when you go through Live Unrestricted that you're never going to have a bad day. That'd be ridiculous. We all have bad days. But what I am here to say is that it can make that easier. And what the reality is when you choose to fully commit to yourself and you say, I'm going to take steps forward, you are choosing a different hard. And at the end of choosing that hard, where you experience the emotions that come along with healing, you have a different reality where life isn't so hard. Life is so much freaking better in every single possible way. Your relationships are better. Your mindsets are better. The way that you feel in your body is better. Your relationship to food is better. The energy that you have to spend on life, to do the things that light you up, to do everything, it's better. And that's why it's so worth it. And that voice in your head that tries to tell you all of these reasons as to why it's not possible and why it won't be better, we don't need to hate on that voice. It's usually this younger version of ourselves. It's this inner child. It's this part of ourselves that is afraid, that has been hurt. We can give that part of ourselves love. We can give it understanding. We can understand it's just trying to keep us safe. It's just trying to keep us safe. But we don't need the safety it's trying to give us anymore. You have expanded past that person. You don't need to be crystallized in your 5-year-old self, your 10-year-old self, your 15-year-old self, whatever year it is that is trying to tell you that when you change, it's all going to be negative, because you're more than that. You're you right now in this moment. And you in the future, it already knows that it has all these things. And that's why it keeps coming up in your head. You know, there is a version of you that knows that you are more and you deserve more than this reality that you're living in. Not just because you want to experience different things with food, not just because you want to have better body image. Those things are freaking awesome. But because you are here to make a difference in this world in whatever way you feel called to do, and all of these things that we're talking about right now, the diet culture, the confusion, the societal pressures, the negative thoughts around food and your body and exercise, all of those things, they are here to try to take that impact away. They are trying to blow out that light within you. They are trying to weigh you down. And once you get rid of them, you can spend so much more time on whatever it is that lights you up. And in doing so, you make the world a better place. Whether that be that your dream is to be a mom and that is everything you've ever wanted, and you stop the generational pattern of disordered relationships with your body and food, whether it is that you want to be a CEO of a company and you need all of the energy possible to be able to run that and make an impact that changes the world, whether it be that you want none of those things, but you just want to be able to enjoy your life. You want to create art. You want to do theater. You want to act. You want to do anything. You want to just live and exist. Just you living and existing in a happier place, you help other people. Because when other people interact with you, whether it be the person at the store that you see, or your best friend, or your partner, you bring more happiness and joy into the world. And that is not something that should be undermined. I think that traditionally, because a job like mine is so like, oh, well, I, you know, went to school and then recover from an ED and then did this. It seems like this very clear path to like how it makes an impact, but I think we really undersell how much, you know, healing in any form really impacts you and then how you get to show up. And I hope that as I share this message with you, you really take in those words. Maybe sit with them for a moment and sit with how this may show up for you in the day to day. And if you're sitting here and you're feeling inspired by what I said and you're recognizing that it doesn't have to feel possible to take the first step and you're ready to do so that you can feel happiness and fulfillment and make the impact that you want to in the world and ultimately change your life so that in 5, 10, 20, 50 years, you do not look back wishing that you had started today, wishing that you had just made one choice, then I would love to invite you again to book that free call with me. There's no risk because that's not my personality. I'm not here to try to pressure you. I'm not here to try to tell you what you have to do. I'm here to hear about your story and what you're dreaming of and what it is that we can do to help you achieve that and be free of this forever. Not just for now, forever. Because We spend so much time, energy, and emotions on all this crap around diet culture that just brings us down, especially as women. As a matter of fact, the average person spends around $733 a year on diet culture-related things. I think this could be even higher if we included wellness culture, which is around $56,000 over a lifetime. And instead of spending money on supplements you don't need, foods that aren't really going to serve you, all these healthified versions of things that may actually not be in your best interest, clothes that end up not fitting you as you fluctuate in your journey that you end up having to get rid of, fitness plans that don't end up working, coaches that promise you they can give you food freedom and control your body at the same time. What if instead you just made the decision that you were not going to spend your time, money, energy on those things anymore? And you are going to make a decision to invest in yourself so that you don't have to invest again and don't have to spend money on things that you know in the long run are not making you the healthiest, happiest version of yourself. You invest in sustainability and something that lasts through changes, and you invest in you by believing in yourself. So if you're wondering about the investment piece of Live Unrestricted, just because I know I've talked about it and I think that in the current times we're in, I understand how that's usually the biggest question. I will tell you that when you go to book your call, it is on the call booking page. So once you click, move to the next page, it's there. And then once you officially book your call, you are actually sent an email that has all the different payment plan options listed so that you have a good idea of that going into the call. And that way you can ask any questions about that as we chat. And you don't feel like this ambiguity going in, this uncertainty. So you can go check that out. And again, call is no risk and free. So you don't have to worry about the pricing at that step. And I want to also share that I understand that there are also people listening to this that are feeling inspired, that are feeling like, yes, I want to take that first step. And yet you don't have anything to invest. I've been in that position. I have done my dietetic internship when I was spending, I had no money. I was so far in debt with loans. I mean, not that I don't still have loans, I do. And I did not have one extra dollar to spend. Like, even if I genuinely wanted to, I did not have one extra dollar, which is a different place than having to mentally recognize that investing in yourself is important. You know, those are two different things. And I've done that too. But I want to encourage you that use that fire to do your version of a next step. There's still so much that we can do. You know, as I mentioned, throwing away that scale, you know, getting rid of the old clothes. Even if you're just slowly but surely taking steps, those are still steps, and you should be so proud of yourself for doing so. So proud. And I am so proud of every single one of you for being here and for listening to this point, if you are here, because I feel like I was dishing out a lot of intensity and a little bit of tough love. I didn't have any idea I was going to get so passionate, but I feel really passionate about this. I've been seeing a lot of stuff about it. I've been having a lot of conversations about it, and it just breaks my heart that we live in a reality where people act like this freedom isn't possible. It does not upset me that people struggle to achieve it. I mean, I want them to be able to, but I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, I'm not trying to at all say anything negative about anyone that is struggling to make the choice or struggling to achieve this. I understand why 100%, and please do not beat yourself up if that's how you're feeling. It just frustrates me that our society makes us feel that way and that it makes it hard for you. That's what frustrates me. Oh, I love you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to Seems Like Diet Culture. This podcast means so much more to me than I can explain. Every single time I get a message from someone telling me that this impacted them, every single time I see that little star go up on Spotify that someone new reviewed, every single time I see someone on Apple Podcasts say something, it means more to me than I can even put into words. As I mentioned in this episode, your time, energy, everything is so valuable. And the fact that you would choose to spend any of that with me is something that I will never be able to express clearly in terms of how much it means to me. That sentence didn't make sense, but we're not going to go back. We're just going to keep rolling because I think you got what I mean. You know, I really think you did. I really hope this was supportive for you. Thank you for being here for my 100th episode. And I hope that this can be used as kind of an anchor that you come back to whenever you're feeling uncertain, whenever you feel like you're questioning yourself, question if you should do something or not do something. I hope this message, you know, comes up for you and you can remember that you are so powerful and that trusting yourself and tuning out the noise is the answer to the best, happiest life that is totally possible for you. I'll see you guys soon.